This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hannah Barrett did it again, belted out a beautiful rendition of the Star Spangled Banner here to kick off this 2A softball regional championship at Gillespie. The Miners are the 4 seed in the subsectional, Hillsboro the 2 seed, so Hillsboro will be the home team here in this 2A regional final. So the Gillespie Miner batting order for head coach Michelle Smith reads like this. Riley Jarman, the senior, leads things off. Sophomore Hannah Barrett will bat second. Sophomore Keaton Link hitting third. Sophomore Sydney Byers will be in the circle today. She's hitting fourth. Chloe Segura, the freshman, batting fifth. Lexi Busman, the senior, hitting sixth. Freshman Irish Page is hitting seventh. Michaela Hayes, the sophomore, batting eighth. And Shelby Taylor, the sophomore, will hit ninth. For the Miners, Jarman, Barrett, Link, Byers, Segura, Busman, Page, Hayes, and Taylor. Defensively for the Hillsboro Hilltoppers today in this regional championship game, Riley Hemkin in left, Katie Shockey's in center, Claire Testers in right field, Haley Major over at third base with Shelby Hooley at shortstop, Sheridan Lyra as the second baseman, Chloe Beck patrols first base today with Alexis Wolf behind the plate, and Carl Shee will be catching. Kai Hanner, 17-3 on the year, a 1.07 ERA, and picked up her 800th career strikeout in the semifinal win over Carlinville.
And quite a career by Kai Hanner, and what you mentioned in the sports show, got over that 800 strikeout, so trying to add a lot more of them in this game today.
Of course, this is the third straight year the Toppers and the Miners have met in this game. Gillespie won the last 2 years. Hillsboro will try to beat the curse here tonight. Louis Lang behind the plate calling balls and strikes. Denny Atkins will be on the base paths today as the Toppers huddle up in the circle behind the rubber. And Kai Hanner is set to go in this 2A regional final at Gillespie. Glad you're along for the ride here on FM 106, the first of three today. Swing and a miss by Jarman as she went off the outside corner after that delivery. And we are underway. A minute early, Carl, 10:59 with the first pitch. 78 degrees, 20-mile-an-hour wind coming in from straight center field. That ball fouled out of play. Nothing and two off the roof of Ben Gill Elementary. We've got folks lined up along the outfield fence down the left field line. Some folks have staked some chairs down the right field line, and the bleachers are full here at Gillespie. That ball fisted foul over the fence out of play. It'll stay nothing and two. A great day to be a high school sports fan, Carl. Baseball and softball regional championships. The finals of the girls state track and field meet today. Of course, the Carlinville Cavaliers playing in the 1A soccer sectional final at Litchfield this afternoon at 2. Change up and Jarman down on strikes, and that's how this regional championship gets underway.
Yeah, no doubt about that, and thank goodness, nice weather for it.
We wish Carlinville the best of luck today. They will play St. Teresa in that 1A soccer sectional final. Hannah Barrett checks her swing and a high delivery there. It'll be one ball, no strikes. Oh, nope, it'll be 0-1 as Louis Lang appeals down to first, and Barrett went. Gillespie has the white jerseys, orange sleeves, black trim, the famed Gillespie G on the front of the jerseys. Nice American flag on the back of the jersey above the orange numerals. Black pants for the Miners. For Hillsboro, they've got the orange jerseys, black sleeves, toppers and white lettering across the front, black pants, orange socks. It is the battle of orange and black. That ball fouled straight back. One ball, two strikes.
And you wonder, with this much wind, does that affect your changeups and your breaking balls?
It's coming straight behind the pitcher today. Maybe it shifted a little bit, blowing ever so slightly out towards left center. Swing and a miss, and Barrett got tied up on the inside corner. She's down on strikes. And Hanner has struck out the first two. Remember in that semifinal game, Carl, she struck out the side on 9 pitches in the fifth.
Something you can't do any better than.
That'll bring in Keaton Link. She's a 358 batter on the year. Has driven in 29. She bats with the bases clear and two outs. There's a changeup. Stays inside 1-0. Southwestern has already advanced into the Litchfield sectional. They beat Marquette last night 5-2. Upstairs 2-0. Of course, there's a baseball regional final going on across the street, Carl. The Staunton Regional was too wet to play there, so they're playing in Gillespie. Miners beat the Bulldogs last night in the semifinal, and they're playing Marquette today in that championship game. Link late on that swing. It's 2-1. So it's a good day to be a Miner and come out taking some softball, taking some baseball. popped up straight over the fence and out of play. Two balls, two strikes. And Kai's a strike away from fanning the side here in the top of the first inning. Gillespie won in walk-off fashion against Staunton in the semifinals. Shelby Taylor led off with a triple in the bottom of the seventh. Came home on the hot shot by Riley Jarman. 2-2. Hit right side. That's going to sneak out of play. Gillespie down the first base line. Hillsborough in the third base dugout. Toppers come in 26-3 on the year. Lost to Tri-City Sangamon Valley. They'll potentially be in that Litchfield sectional next week. Lost to Windsor Stoustross, the defending 1A champs. They've already won a regional. And then lost to Jersey, who will be in 3A regional play next week. The 2-2, swing and a miss upstairs. And Hanner strikes out the side. We've completed a half inning. Gillespie doesn't score. Hillsborough coming to bat. Welcome back to Gillespie. No score. Bottom of the first inning. The topper lineup looks like this in this regional championship. Sophomore Haley Major leading off. Senior Katie Shockey will hit second. Senior Kai Hanner batting third. The junior Shelby Hooley is cleaning things up. Senior Sheridan Lyrilla batting fifth. Chloe Beck, the junior, will hit sixth. Sophomore Alexis Wolf batting seventh. Junior Zoe Honchel hits eighth. And junior Riley Himkin will bat ninth. Major Shockey Hanner, Hooley, Lyrilla, Beck, Wolf, Honchel, and Himkin for Hillsborough here this afternoon. For Gillespie defensively, Shelby Taylor in left, Keaton Link in center with Iris Page in right field. Lexi Busman over at third. Chloe Segura is at short. Riley Jarman's the second baseman. Michaela Hayes at first with Hannah Barrett behind the plate and Sydney Byers in the circle. Byers on the year, a 3.14 ERA, 136 innings pitch, 135 hits, 138 strikeouts. And here we go. Major squares. The bunt is down. The first baseman fields to first, and they clipped Major by a step. Nice play by Hayes with Jarman covering. That'll go 3-4 on the putout to get the speedy Major.
Far from an easy play. A lot of things have to work right, especially your second baseman getting over to first base in time.
I'm going to bring in Katie Shockey. She will hit from the left side, a 379 batter. She's first ball swinging, fouls it out of play left side. Shockey has 10 doubles, 7 triples, 26 driven in on the year. Third baseman Busman playing in front of the bag. First baseman Hayes a step in front of first. That ball fouled straight back, nothing in two. Three pitches, three strikes for Byers. New softball out to Sydney. A lot of sophomores on this Gillespie squad. Start just two seniors. The 0-2 upstairs, 1-2. Carl, this is a Gillespie team, especially with these young sophomores. They've grown up with the success of this program, so when they were little, they knew Gillespie plays in these types of games.
Every year.
Just a piece. Shockey stays up there, one ball, two strikes. And that is so important for the psyche of any team, but especially a young team, Carl, where the expectation is there and they know it from the time they're in middle school.
Sure. It helps to have those type of programs.
Outside, 2-2. Kai Hanner waits on deck. She's had a monster year in every possible way. She's driven in 57, batting over 500 on the year. And, of course, we know what she does inside the circle. Two balls, two strikes. Bases clear, one out. Bottom of the first inning, no score, regional final. Swing and a miss, and Shockey down on strikes. That was on the outer half, and Katie came up empty. That'll bring in Kai Hanner. And when you're facing Hillsborough, Carl, nobody on, two outs is how you want to deal with Kai Hanner.
Exactly what you shoot for every time.
Barrett flashes a sign. Byers over but low for ball one. Louis Lang behind the plate today, and he told me the other day he's gotten the call. He'll be headed up to the state tournament to umpire his third trip to state. One of the great softball umpires around. Change up, had Hanner out in front, 1-1. Fooled her there. That wind continues to blow straight in from center field. 200 feet across the diamond to the fence here at Gillespie. Field in perfect shape. Jim Matisse said before the ball game, diamond dry the other day, actually had to water it today. Put on the ground to second, gloved by Jarman on to first, and the toppers go in order. We've completed one inning here in the regional championship game. Gillespie and Hillsborough, no score. Top of the second inning, regional final here at Gillespie in this 2A softball matchup between the South Central clubs, Hillsboro and Gillespie. No score as Kai Hanner back to work for the Toppers. And Carl, we've gone up a degree. It's now 79, and the wind has dropped a little bit, coming 17 miles an hour, but again, straight in from center field.
Taking some of the power away from these hitters.
If there's a home run today, it will be earned.
Or more on the line drive style, obviously. You get it up in the air, it's going to slow her up.
4, 5, and 6 for Gillespie. Sydney Byers, Chloe Segura, and Lexi Bussman. As Byers stands tall in the right-handed box, 359 hitter on the air, 25 RBI. First ball swinging, fouls it, out of play, off the school. I tell you what, that school building takes a lot of punishment.
Especially when you got a pitcher like Kai out there because she gets a lot of foul balls.
One strike on Byers, 9 doubles, 7 home runs on the year for the sophomore. Change up there had Sydney out in front, and it's nothing and two.
Definitely the biggest improvement in Kai Hanner's game is that change up.
That is a great equalizer for any pitcher. Kai right back onto the rubber, the 0-2. Strike three called, and Byers caught looking. 4 strikeouts in a row to start the ball game for Hanner. The Hillsboro outfielders, really in the infielders this last half inning, to take no ground balls in between innings. They just stand around, converse. Swing and a miss as Segura went after one in the upper part of the zone, came up empty.
Well, they're just preparing for the usual inning. That's where they get no ground balls.
Fly balls could be a challenge today with the wind. That ball fisted foul off the roof of the Gillespie dugout down the first baseline, nothing and two.
I was going to say pop-ups, especially on the infield, might be difficult to pull in.
No balls, 2 strikes to the fifth place hitter, Chloe Segura, the young freshman. Swing and a miss, went after a high one. That's 5 straight strikeouts to start this regional final. And that'll bring in Lexi Bussman, the senior third baseman for Gillespie. When Hanner gets going early, Carl, we saw it against Southwestern in that conference
Absolutely.
Championship game. She gets settled in, long day.
She definitely had all her weapons working to perfection in that game.
There's the changeup beautifully spotted for strike one.
We know what type of hitting team Southwestern is.
They beat Marquette last night 5-2 to win the Southwestern Regional and advance into the Litchfield Sectional. They'll play on Tuesday. The winner of this game will play on Wednesday. 0-2 as Bussman came up empty. Kai trying to strike out the side in the first 2 innings. And this would be another one of those 9-pitch strikeout innings if she can do it, Carl. Swing and a miss. Struck her out. 9 pitches, 3 strikeouts in the inning. 6 for the game as we go bottom 2. Hillsboro and Gillespie, no score. And underway in the bottom of the second inning as Byers pumps in strike 1 to Topper cleanup batter Shelby Hooley. She'll be followed by Sheridan Lirala and Chloe Beck. Hooley hitting .429 on the year, 30 RBI, 8 doubles, 5 home runs. Upstairs, 1 ball, 1 strike. And Kai Hanner did it again, Carl. 9 pitches, 3 strikeouts.
Yep.
Still not a base runner in this ball game. Still early. That ball lifted out towards left field. Jarman has a bead on it and makes the catch in the palm of the glove for out number 1 here in the bottom half of the second inning. When you could just see, Carl, with the wind blowing in, that ball just kind of hung up there.
And it wasn't hit very high.
4 straight retired by Byers to start the ball game. And if you're Sydney, you probably recognize early on that you're going to have to limit the Toppers offensively here because Hanner doesn't look like she's in the mood to give up much today. A little check swing from Sheridan Lirala, strike 1. Lirala, 351 batter, 20 RBI on the year. Stands in the back of that right-handed box. The 1 strike offering, called strike 2, outside corner. Softball's a lot of fun, Carl, when 2 pitchers get locked in like Hanner and Byers are early. The 0-2. That ball stung into right center field, slicing away from Link, and that will split the gap and get to the wall. Lirala to second. She's getting the wave to third. The relay, play at the bag, and Lirala is out. Great relay throw from the center fielder Link to the shortstop Segura, and Lirala cut down at third base. So that'll be a double out at third. And you could tell early, Carl, that Brett Tekin recognizes runs will be at a premium, so he was trying to get that runner over to third.
Absolutely.
With one out. But that was a strong throw in from the outfield.
And a good relay.
As Segura was catching the relay, Lirola was really just rounding the bag at second. And the third baseman, Bussman, caught that ball a few feet in front of the bag, and the easy tag out. Strike one to Chloe Beck. In the dirt, 1-1.
But you force the defense to make that play, Tim. And, boy, and ball thrown into the dirt and gets away. And that run scores. Could be the only run of the game.
One ball, one strike. Bases cleared, two outs after the great defensive play from the Miners. That ball hit hard, but right at Bussman, the third baseman, across, and the side is retired. So a double, but Lirola cut down at third base. We've completed two innings in the regional final. Gillespie and Hillsboro, no score.
Iris Page.
Tim Myers called the bar back here at Gillespie. Top of the third, no score between the Toppers and the Miners. And a great defensive play by Gillespie. Cut down Lirola at third base after a stinging shot into right center field. And an awkward swing from Iris Page, and she's down a strike on Kai Hanner. Michaela Hayes to follow, then Shelby Taylor. Winner of this game into the Litchfield Sectional on Wednesday. We'll have that broadcast on the Tally Broadcasting Stations as the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Page down 0-2. Southwestern into that Litchfield Sectional by way of their win last night over Marquette. And we'll have the Southwestern Sectional semifinal game for you Tuesday night on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. The 0-2, swing and a miss, struck her out. And a theme is developing early, Carlos.
You would say so. Seven strikeouts, seven batters.
Now to bring in Michaela Hayes, the sophomore first baseman, hitting .321 on the year. She stands in the back of the box. Change up outside, ball one. Seems like Byers is going to have to match Hanner 0-0. Here today. Upstairs, 2-0. Coming up next, live coverage from the Nokomis Baseball Regional Final as Nokomis takes on Toledo Cumberland. Live coverage around 1 o'clock here on FM 106, and then we'll have the broadcast of the Carthenville-Shelbyville Pena Regional Final about 3 today on WSMI. Fouled out of play, 2-1. Of course, we'll stream it all for you online at WSMIRadio.com. Wind picking up right now. Feels like it might be blowing as hard as it's blown at any point today. Time called at the plate. Two balls, one strike on Michaela Hayes. Leans over the inside corner. Chases a high offering there, 2-2. Used to hear about the rise ball a lot.
Right.
Softball, Carl. Whether it actually did exist or not, it always seemed that it did.
Well, of course, throw it under your hand, you kind of believe it would.
The 2-2, fouled straight back. Good cut by Hayes there.
And the drop ball, basically. Kind of like a fork ball.
There's nothing.
Kind of drops it.
Yeah.
Right,
nothing,
at the last second.
Nothing quite like watching an elite softball pitcher go to work. Hanner's locked in early. Seven batters, seven strikeouts. That ball, changeup, lifted down the left field line, and just foul. Hayes did a nice job, Carl, to keep her hands back on that changeup.
Shot it nice down the line, Tim, and boy, how foul was that? Just a
foot
at the most. And wind might have pushed it a little bit.
Yeah, the wind now blowing ever so slightly out towards the left field line, but at a high clip. Most of it's coming in straight towards center, or from center, I should say. The 2-2, swing and a miss, struck her out. Hayes went out of the zone upstairs. Eight batters, eight strikeouts for Hanner. That'll bring in Shelby Taylor. She was the hero in their semifinal win over Staunton as she plugged the left center field gap to lead off the bottom of the seventh inning and wound up on third base with nobody out and scored the game's winning run.
And quite honestly, a very similar play to our out at third where she went charging to third base.
There's a strike to Taylor.
As the Miners also will take those type of risks and force the throw to third.
Taylor, one of five sophomores in the starting lineup to go with a pair of freshmen, Page and Segura. Taylor tries to bunt. Offers comes up empty. Nothing in two. And Hanner a strike away from striking out every Miner the first time through the order. The 0-2. Fouled off to the left side and on the hands of Taylor that time. New softball out to Hanner. Just a wonderful day to be outside taking in some softball action. Perhaps you're on your way to a baseball game, maybe headed up to the state track and field meet. Either way, a lot going on for the IHSA today. Strike three called outside corner. Nine up, nine down via the strikeout, the first time through the order for the Gillespie Miners. As we go bottom three in this regional championship, Gillespie and Hillsboro, no score. Alexis Wolf leads off the bottom of the third for Hillsboro, and Byers pumps in strike one. Byers has faced the minimum through two thanks to the great defensive play. Link got to the wall. Perfect cutoff throw to Segura, who threw a strike to Busman to get Lyrilla out at third, which was a second out back in the second inning. That misses outside. One ball, one strike to the sophomore Wolf. A 254 hitter stands in from the right side. Inside corner called strike two. Nice crowd here today to take in this regional final. As Byers peers in. Swing and a miss, struck her out. As Wolf goes down on strikes, that'll bring in Zoe Honchel, the junior designated player. 49 plate appearances on the year for Zoe. Outside corner, called strike. Honchel a peek back to Barrett behind the plate. Slightly closed stance in the right-handed box. Late swing there, nothing and two. That ball was almost in the glove of Barrett. Another time Honchel got her swing going.
Cindy Byers keeping them off balance.
The 0-2. Swing and a miss, struck her out. And this game is flying by with these two hurdlers locked in. In steps Riley Hempkin, junior left fielder, hitting 288 on the year. Bats with the bases clear and two outs here in the home half of the third inning. Outside, ball one. Right around 80 degrees today with a stiff 20-mile-an-hour wind straight in from center field. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Hempkin went out of the zone there. One ball, one strike. Third straight year these two programs have met in the regional final. Inside corner called strike two. And Byers a strike away from fanning the side. Barrett flashes a sign. Byers has the one she wants. Upstairs, Hempkin swung at a pitch over her head, and Sydney Byers strikes out the side. We've completed three in this 2A softball regional championship at Gillespie. The Miners and the Hilltoppers, no score. We go top four, no score. Gillespie and Hillsboro and Carl, the first three innings took a whopping 27 minutes to play.
Yes, indeedy. Shocking, huh?
Top of the order for Gillespie, Riley Jarman, Hannah Barrett, Keaton Link. All nine Miners have struck out the first time through. There's a fastball called strike outside corner. Seven of those strikeouts were swinging strikeouts. That's fouled out of play, and Jarman in the hole, no balls, two strikes. And that's been a common theme early in this game, 0-2.
It has been indeed, as Ty Hanner has not ran too many deep counts.
Leadoff batter here in the top half of the fourth inning, nothing and two. Upstairs, and Jarman laid off that one. Gillespie has been chasing that pitch through the first time through the batting order. Jarman in the right-handed box. One ball, two strikes. Outside, two and two. Nice backhanded stab by Alexis Wolf. I'm always amazed at the softball players when they swing, Carl. They whip that bat around so hard right off the back between their shoulder blades. You can hear it hitting the flesh. Inside, three and two. It was 0 and two. It's now 3-2. And Hanner down in front of the rubber to grab some dirt to rub between the fingers on her right hand. And she wipes the hand off the pant leg. Right back onto the rubber she goes. 3-2. Fouled out of play. And a nice at-bat here from Riley Jarman. When you get down 0-2 against a pitcher like Hanner, Carl, you're going to defensive mode immediately.
So she's probably made her work more than any batter so far in this game. Already six pitches.
Will the result be any different? Nine batters, nine strikeouts. Fouled out of play. We'll do it again. And Jarman hanging tough. Of course, Riley had the game-winning knock against Staunton. It was an error, but it was hit hard at the shortstop that scored Taylor to put the Miners into this championship game. We'll do the 3-2 again. Fouled off again. And a great battle here between Hanner and German.
8-pitch at bat.
Remember, she struck out the side in the second inning on 9 pitches. The 3-2 again. Hanner to German. Outside and a walk. The first base runner for Gillespie. That's a great at bat from Riley German. That'll bring in Hannah Barrett. And that is really the first base runner of the ball game. Remember, Hillsborough got a hit, but Lyrala was out on the bases. So for the first time today, a pitch will be made with the runner aboard.
And with nobody out, are we in for a bunting game?
Barrett squares. Bunt is down. Back to Hannah. The plays the first out. And Jarman up to second on the sacrifice.
Well done by the Miners.
That goes 1-4 on the putout. Now Keaton Link, the young sophomore, hitting .358 on the year. She's driven in 29. That's a team best for the Miners, and she's got a chance here in the top half of the fourth inning. The first offering to Keaton, sliced out of play right side, nothing and one. Sydney Byers waiting on deck. Right now, though, Keaton Link an opportunity to potentially put Gillespie on top. Good speed out at second and Jarman. As Hannah rocks and fires. Change up. Hit through the hole left side. A dive by the shortstop. Hooley keeps it in the infield. The runner Jarman's going to round third and score. And now down to second goes Link. There was no hesitation from Michelle Smith at third base. She was giving the wave to Jarman all the way. Even though Hooley dove and kept it on the infield, she didn't glove it cleanly. And that might have been the difference between getting the out at home and not.
Hooley was going to have to get up and make a throw. And by then, just too late.
So the sacrifice bunt plays dividends hugely. Leadoff walk to Jarman. Sacrifice to second by Barrett. Scores on the infield hit by Link. Now first ball swinging. Byers puts it out of play. We giving an RBI on that, Carl?
Oh, yes. I mean, runner never hesitated, and the ball wasn't an error or anything. It's just knocked down.
The speed of Jarman scores from second base on the infield base hit, and Gillespie breaks on top 1-0. Swing and a miss by Byers. She's down 0-2. It's the second time through the order, Gillespie gets something going. After all 9 batters struck out in succession in the first 3 innings, a leadoff walk, a sacrifice bunt, infield base hit to go out in front. Right back to Hanner. She looks to run her back to second. Now they got her caught off second. They throw behind her and safe at second. Good job by Link as she baited that throw from Hanner. That'll wind up being a fielder's choice for Byers as Link back in safely at second. And that might have been ill-advised from Kai there with one out already in the inning.
Right. When you pitch like Kai, you usually want to just take those sure outs.
That's fouled straight back by Segura. Right. Not for Gillespie. They're thinking about a crooked number. One run home, 2 runners on, 1 out. Chloe, 312 on the year, coming in. Bats with runners at first and second. Fouled straight back, nothing and two. It looks like some more comfortable at-bats from Gillespie here the second time through, and maybe just staying in the zone a little bit more. They were chasing some high deliveries that first time through. Hanner peers in, 0-2 on Segura. Fouled straight back. Remember, it was a, was it a 9-pitch at bat by Jarman to start the fourth
right,
inning with the walk?
9-pitch at bat after being 0-2 on the first 2 pitches. So that battle turned into a walk, which turned into the 1-run lead we have right now.
The 0-2 upstairs, and Segura lays off. That's a pitch Gillespie was going after the first time through. A walk, a sacrifice, infield base hit, fielder's choice, has Gillespie out in front 1-0, looking for more, first and second, 1 out. That ball cranked, fouled on the left field line, off the facing of the Hillsborough dugout. Wind still coming in straight from center field. Link, the runner at second. She has the RBI single. Byers, the runner at first. She reached on the fielder's choice. The 1-2. Change up outside. 2-2.
Change up doesn't seem to be as effective right now. She's not getting it where she wants it.
Third straight year these teams have met in this regional final. Foul tipped into the mid of Wolf, hung on to by Alexis, and Segura down on strikes. Two outs in the inning, and it'll bring in Lexi Bussman. One run home for Gillespie. It'll take a two-out base hit from Bussman to add on. Upstairs, ball one. Kai's fallen behind more hitters here in the fourth inning than she did in the first three innings combined, it seems. The 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Bussman was late on that, 1-1. Top of the fourth inning. Regional final at Gillespie. The 1-1 popped up. That will get out of play, 1-2. And if Hanner limits it to one, so be it. You got to score a run to win the game anyway for Hillsborough.
Absolutely. And big run, though, that first run of the ball game.
Swing and a miss on the changeup. Bussman is down on strikes. The inning is over. Not before, though. Gillespie gets on the board first. A leadoff walk, a sacrifice by Barrett, and Keaton Link drove in Riley Jarman from second base. As we go bottom four, Gillespie leads Hillsborough 1-0. Gillespie leading Hillsborough 1-0 here in the softball regional final. Across the road at the 2A baseball regional final, Alton Marquette leading Gillespie 2-0. Top of the order for Hillsborough, Major Shockey and Hanner, as Haley takes ball one outside.
Both pitchers went 1-2-3 for three straight innings, and that was a big inning for the Gillespie Miners.
The 1-0 to the back screen it goes, 2-0. The baseball game across the road, that's supposed to be the Staunton Regional. I don't think they ever actually played a game at Staunton this week, though, because of the rain. And they played some games down at Gordon Moore Park. They were over at Gillespie last night and back on the baseball diamond here at Gillespie today. But the championship, Major fists it to the shortstop, ranging to her right, and Segura has it for out number one.
Now batting for the Lady Hilltoppers, the center fielder number zero, Katie.
One hit aside, the difference is Gillespie's hit netted a run. Hillsborough's hit by Lyrilla, she was cut down at third trying to stretch the double into a triple.
So actually the Toppers have the extra base hit, a double. Wasn't quite a triple.
That brings in Katie Shockey. Takes ball one outside. That was a great play. Link, the center fielder, got to it quickly, made a perfect relay throw to the shortstop Segura, who threw a strike to Bussman, and Lyrilla was out by plenty. The 1-0. Down low, 2-0. Shockey was a strikeout victim her first time up. She bats with the bases clear and one out. The Miners leading 1-0. Sydney Byers, her ponytail whipping in this strong breeze. Inside, 3-0.
Of course, saying a strikeout victim means everybody in this lineup, you can say that every single time until you get to the bottom of the lineup again.
And swinging on 3-0, grounds it to the second baseman, Jarman, and Shockey is out, and Katie might have gone and reached for a ball there. 4-3 on the putout. First two retired in the fourth. Now to bring in Kai Hanner. Kai, for the second time today, will bat with the bases clear and two outs.
Sydney Byers has done a masterful job. Four strikeouts.
Over but low, ball one. Kai grounded out to the second baseman, Jarman, her first time up. Byers brings home the 1-0. Hit on the ground slowly. The shortstop, Segura, gloves, throws, out. and the toppers go in order. We've completed four innings here in the 2A softball regional final at Gillespie, and the Miners lead Hillsboro 1-0. Tim Myers crawled the bar back here at Gillespie. Picture perfect day, a little breezy, but a great ball game underway here. Gillespie leading Hillsboro 1-0. Coming up next, it'll be the 1A Nokomis Baseball Regional Final. Nokomis taking on Toledo Cumberland. Live coverage at 1 o'clock here on FM 106. And then at 3 o'clock this afternoon, the broadcast from the Pena Baseball Regional Championship as Carletonville faces Shelbyville. That broadcast at 3 today here on FM 106. Streaming online with all three games at WSMIRadio.com. Page, Hayes, Taylor, 7-8-9 for Gillespie as Iris swings through the first offering in the top of the fifth inning. Squares the bunt, bunted in the air, and the toppers let it roll foul. Smart play, nothing and two. And Carl, the way this game's going, the Yogi Berra line about it getting late early.
It is.
Is in play.
And quickly, as fast as this ball game's moving.
Ball game's 43 minutes old, and we're in the top of the fifth. Over but low, 1-2. Gillespie has scored one on one hit, left two. Hillsboro, no runs, one hit, none left. Swing and a miss as Paige went out of the zone there. She's down on strikes.
Now batting for the Lady Miners, the first baseman.
And that will bring in Michaela Hayes. The sophomore will bat with the bases empty, one out here in the top of the fifth. Miners leading 1-0. Wind now blowing out towards right field. And Hayes went after a high offering there. The pitch that Page struck out on, and the Hayes swing and miss there, that's the pitch Gillespie was going after the first three innings. Wind picks up now, back straight center field. Hit on the ground slowly. The third baseman Major has it. Across for the out. And Hayes is retired 5-3. Two quick outs here in the top half of the fifth inning. Mentioned in the pregame that Jim Matisse told me before the ball game, of course, they had to use, I think, about 20 bags of Diamond Dry to get the field ready the other day. Actually had to water the field today.
Absolutely.
Dust
especially
is flying.
With this win.
Yes. Shelby Taylor takes ball one outside. It has dried a lot over the last 48 hours or so, and unfortunately, Carl, it sounds like some rain's in the forecast overnight.
Of course.
Of course.
It's almost dry.
The 1-0, late with the swing there. Taylor has a 1-1 count. Great ball game here today. Setting up to be a classic. Change up called, strike two. Beautiful pitch. Hannah a strike away from getting the toppers into the dugout for the home half of the fifth inning. The 1-2. Fouled straight back. Got me flinching, Carl.
Mm-hmm. See,
look out.
Those reflexes look have out. Actually come back.
Ooh, how about that? I was stoic the other day. Didn't move. That one got my attention, though. One ball, two strikes. Fouled straight back again. Good AB here by Taylor. Seven underclassmen in the starting lineup for Gillespie today. Five sophomores and two freshmen. So to say the future is bright is an understatement, Carl.
And playing their best ball here at the end of the year.
And they've got more talent coming, too, at the lower levels. The 1-2. Outside, 2-2. Conversely for Hillsboro, more of a senior-laden club. The 2-2, swing and a miss. Taylor went out of the zone. She's down on strikes. As we go bottom five in the softball regional championship at Gillespie, the Miners lead Hillsboro 1-0. Welcome back to Gillespie, bottom of the fifth inning already. Gillespie leading Hillsboro 1-0, and the toppers have the heart of the order. Shelby Hooley, Sheridan Lyrala, and Chloe Beck. Sydney Byers has allowed just one hit, but Carl, she's faced the minimum as Lyrala was gunned down at third, trying to stretch that double into a triple. Hooley's 0-1, fly to left, and takes strike one. First of three championship games today here on FM 106. Nokomis Cumberland Baseball, live coverage next, and then Carletonville Shelbyville Baseball from Pena, broadcast about 3. That game's actually being played right now. And I guarantee you, Carl, they are not in the bottom of the fifth inning.
Wouldn't think that. No.
Hooley fouls out 0-1 offering over the screen, nothing in two. We've been playing softball for 48 minutes. We've played 4.5 innings. 1-0 Gillespie. Outside, 1-2. And this feels like an important inning for Hillsboro, Carl. They got the right part of the order up. Already in the fifth, 1-0 Gillespie. Upstairs, 2-2. If Byers can set him down in order here, then she might not have to face the middle of the order again in this ballgame.
That's true. She's done the one thing, is keep the 1-2 hitters off the bases both times since she's faced them, and getting Kai Henner the RBI machine with nobody on.
Fisted by Hooley, fouled on the third baseline, and that is so important. Both Henner at bats, two outs, nobody on.
And just keeping those two off the bases, period, is huge.
Remember, and they made a nice play defensively as Major bunted to start the ball game for Hillsboro, and they cut her down by a step. Two balls, two strikes. That ball hit on the ground, past the diving shortstop, Segura, and a leadoff base hit for Hooley and the Toppers here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Hard hit ball there from Shelby. She's one out of two today, second hit for the Toppers, and it'll bring in Sheridan Lyrilla. Sheridan, one for one. She hit a double into the right center field gap and then got thrown out trying to get to third base. Third baseman Busman, not quite halfway to home. Sheridan squares, pulls back, takes ball one. Hooley almost stumbled a little bit trying to get back to first base, but no minor covering the bag. Barrett looked that way, but there was nobody to throw it to. The 1-0 to Sheridan. Byers is ready. Lyrilla squares again, bunts it foul. Busman, the third baseman, charging hard, and Sheridan put a little extra mustard on that bunt attempt, perhaps trying to bunt it past Busman. Brett Teakin flashing the signs down at third base. A lot of people on the edge of their seats right now. 1-0 Gillespie, bottom five. Lyrilla squares again. The bunt is down to the first baseman that plays the first. Jarman covers, and Lyrilla is out 3-4, but the sacrifice is good. So just like Gillespie, when they scored their run in the fourth, it was leadoff walk, but then a sacrifice bunt got Jarman to second base. She eventually scored on an infield base hit. Now it's Chloe Beck with a chance for the Toppers. Good execution by Lyrilla and the Toppers. That ball, sinking line drive, played on a bounce by Page. Hooley around third, cut off by Byers, safe! And we are tied at one. The ball gets past Barrett. Wide turn at second for Beck, and she will go back to second base. And I'm not sure if Byers doesn't cut that ball if we have a play at the plate.
He might have, and it'll be another big RBI in this game, but you're right. I think if she lets it go through, their chances are much better getting the runner out.
So an RBI single for Beck. She took second on the throw. It would have been a bang-bang play. Hooley might have been safe either way, but we'll never know now.
Well, I think it would have took her up the line a little bit, but it still would have got there much quicker.
The Toppers have evened the game. One up. One out. Bottom five. Alexis Wolf now will hit. Toppers have tied it. Wolf in the front of that right-handed box. Two hits in the inning for Hillsboro. And Byers took a little something off, had Alexis out in front, nothing in one. It's been a consistent 20-mile-an-hour wind all game long coming straight in from center field. The one strike, pitch upstairs, 1-1. Championship day across the state in more ways than one. Baseball, softball, girls track and field, girls soccer. Outside, 2-1. Of course, it's the state track meet for the girls up at Eastern. Sectional championship on the line at Litchfield today for Class 1A soccer. Carletonville will take on St. Teresa. That's a 2 o'clock start. And then 1A and 2A, baseball and softball regional championships. Fouled straight back. Two balls, two strikes. We'll have Cardinal baseball this afternoon as well, 210 AM 1540 and FM 106.9, as the Cardinals are in Texas, and Carlsbad will try not to give up a big number
in one
of the nine innings today.
Kind of get out of the game right off the bat, don't they?
Upstairs, 3-2.
And when teams are playing bad, they're just playing bad, because it seems like if they get good pitching, they get no offense. They get some offense, they get some bad pitching.
Boy, sometimes the game goes like that, don't it? Byers struggling a little bit here in the fifth. Popped up. That's going to stay in play, I think. Maybe
oh,
no.
Man.
It just sneaks over the fence. And lands in front of the bleachers.
Was definitely aided by the 20-mile-an-hour wind. Just barely got over the fence, too.
Yeah, off the bat, I thought, oh, that'll stay in play. But you're right. The wind just slowly pushed that over the fence. And another chance for Alexis Wolf. It's a great feeling as a hitter. We can see that ball just sneak over the foul fence. Three balls, two strikes, one on, one out. Change up, swing and a miss. Wolf down on strikes.
Big
runner at second,
out
two
there.
Outs now. They bring in Zoe Honchel. She's 0 for 1 today. Hillsborough has tied the game in an RBI base hit by Chloe Beck. Byers trying to keep the lead run, stranded at second. Honchel chases a high delivery there, down a strike. Topper's dugout has the chatter working. Always a loose group. Fouled straight back, nothing and two.
I think we're out of balls. Yep. Gotta retrieve some of these softballs.
We've had a lot of foul balls today, and Louis Lang's waiting for one, and one comes in out of the Gillespie dugout. They're somewhere.
Roof, beyond the school.
We know they're not lost in the planted crops, Carl.
The weeds.
That could be. The 0-2 way upstairs. Barrett did a good job to come out of her crouch that time. Reached all the way to the apex and kept it in front. 1-2 on Honchel. Dust swirling around. Wind whipping in from center. Swing and a miss. And Honchel down on strikes. And the inning is over. Not before the Toppers get a run on two base hits. We've completed five innings here in the softball regional championship. Hillsborough and Gillespie tied at one. Top of the sixth inning, top of the batting order for Gillespie. Jarman, Barrett, and Link, if anybody can reach, Byers. Hillsborough has tied this game at one. Hillsborough got a run on an RBI base hit from Link in the fourth, and Hillsborough got their run on an RBI base hit from Beck in the fifth. As Hanner back to work. First ball swinging, lifted, out of play. Jarman on the day, 0-for-1 with a walk. She scored that run back in the fourth, and that was a great at-bat.
Nine pitch. After being down 0-2, battled off with a lot of foul balls.
She was sacrificed a second by Barrett, scored on the infield hit by Link from second base. That ball popped up right side. I think the wind's going to push that out of play, and it will. Nothing and two on Riley Jarman. Here at the softball field behind Ben Gill Elementary in Gillespie. A great venue for postseason play. Gillespie does a fantastic job hosting year after year inside 1-2. And this regional championship was at Hillsborough last year. You were there, Carl. Is that right?
Was it at Hillsborough? I thought it was at Gillespie again. It might have been. I just remember playing every year.
2-2.
Let's check the archives on that.
It seems like Gillespie either has a regional, and if not a regional, a sectional.
And maybe that was the case. Hillsborough had the regional, and Gillespie had the sectional, because we did have a game there.
The sectional this year is at Litchfield. Inside corner called. Strike three, and Jarman down on strikes for the second time today. That was a filthy pitch from Kai.
No doubt about it. 14 now strikeouts.
Hannah Barrett will step in. Struck out in the first, that big sacrifice bunt in the fourth. She bats with the bases clear in the sixth, squares the bunt again, in the air, caught by Major right in front of home plate.
Looking for that one, weren't they? As the defense came charging in.
And Barrett will be frustrated with herself for not getting that bunt on the ground. Keaton Link digs in now. Keaton's 1-for-2 with a single and an RBI. And are looking for a quick sixth inning here. Change up, hit on the ground to Major, bobbles it, and then can't get it cleanly. And Link is aboard. That'll be E5 on Haley Major. She didn't field it cleanly, Carl, but I think she still had time, but then she couldn't pick it up. So a two-out air has Keaton Link aboard, and Sydney Byers will bat. Of course, in softball, once you don't field it cleanly, Carl, you know that.
Usually you don't,
yeah. You don't have much time after that. Upstairs, Byers checked her swing. The base umpire today, Denny Atkins, he's just kind of out enjoying the day. He hadn't had much to do.
Had to get out of the way of a line drive. That's about it.
Popped up. That'll get over the fence out of play. One ball, one strike. Top of the sixth, tied at one, Hillsborough and Gillespie as they meet for the third time in as many years in the regional championship. Hillsborough won the regular season meeting 15-5. Swing and a miss on a filthy changeup, 1-2 on Byers. As we approach high noon on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsborough, Carlinville, and Greenville. The 1-2 in the dirt gets past Wolf to the screen and Link up to second base. Two balls, two strikes on Byers. Now a base hit could mean a run for Gillespie.
And yeah, that's about the only pitch I think I've seen get past Wolf today. So that could end up being a huge play.
Two balls, two strikes, one on, two out. Tie game, top six. Upstairs, Byers laid off of it. She thought for a moment about offering, but checked her swing easily. 3-2, Chloe Segura waiting on deck. 3-2, headed home. Popped up off the screen, and we'll do it again. That was a high delivery from Hanner. Gillespie has had trouble consistently laying off that high pitch.
And especially today, even if you get pretty good aluminum on it, it's not going to go too deep.
20-mile-an-hour wind straight in from center field. The 3-2. Strike three called inside corner. So the two-out air is stranded at second base as we go bottom six. Gillespie and Hillsborough tied at one. Riley Himken chops the first pitch at the bottom of the sixth, foul down the third baseline. After Himken, top of the order. Major Shockey, then if anybody can reach Hanner. Riley's 0 for 1 today, struck out to end the third. Bats leading off the sixth here in a 1-1 ball game. Swing and a miss. Upstairs, nothing and two. One run on three hits for the Toppers. That ball hit right back to Byers. Nifty play fires to Hayes at first for the out. That ball was sharply hit right back up the middle.
One quick hop and great play by Sydney Byers, who's really pitched an outstanding game here. You know, Sydney, 7-6 during the year, 3.14 ERA. She's definitely at the top of her game right now.
Haley Major digs in. She's 0-2 today. Was out in a bunt attempt in the first, then popped out to the shortstop in the fourth, takes strike one here in the sixth with one out, nobody on. Another classic softball game between Hillsborough and Gillespie. Outside, 1-1. Winner into the Litchfield sectional on Wednesday. We'll have that broadcast for you Wednesday here on FM 106. Winner of this section regional gets either Tri-City, Sangamon Valley, or Plains in this sectional. That bunt just trickles foul. One ball, two strikes. Busman's only play was to watch that ball and hope that it went foul.
Let the wind do its job.
Nokomis, Cumberland Baseball next. Live coverage here on FM 106 right around 1. And Carlinville, Shelbyville Baseball at 3 as that misses outside 2-2. All the action today right here on FM 106 online at WSMIRadio.com. The 2-2 inside and pulled foul by Major. Don't know how she got her bat on that ball.
Didn't sound like the bat, hardly.
Haley, a 480 hitter coming into the year. 30 of 31 on steals. So if she gets a board, she can turn a walk into a double, maybe even a triple, in just a couple of pitches. hits it on the ground, foul again, way out in front of that offering. She's in battle mode, two balls, two strikes. She's a tough out. A lot of tough outs in this topper lineup. The 2-2 from Byers to Major. Popped up. This one will stay in play. The third baseman over for a look. And, boy, just over the fence. It might have scraped the chain link on the way by. Bussman, I don't know if she could have jumped on the fence and maybe reached over. But that thing barely got out of play. Again, the wind helped that out. 2-2. Hit in the air to center field. Link has a beat on it, I think, with the wind. She can't make the catch as she went basket style right on the outfield grass, and that was wind aided.
That's a wind aided. Basically, you got to get a hit. The ball just kept away from the center fielder.
Remember, the wind blowing straight in, so that ball just kept getting pushed further and further away from Link. Tough play for Keaton out there. So after the wind pushed the ball just barely foul, now the wind pushes it into a single for Major, and will she be running? Shockey, squaring, pulling back. Major is off. Throw to Barrett. From Barrett to second, not in time. Stolen base for Major, and there's the go-ahead run for the Toppers. And, of course, if Hillsborough can score here, Kai Hanner will go to the circle with a chance to close it down. Katie Shockey took ball one. Will she still be bunting? Will she be swinging away? Will Major be stealing? Ball gets past Baird, and Major into third easily. She's there with just one out. That pitch was in the dirt, and Barrett couldn't keep it in front.
Either way, tuck up another strikeout for her. Or strikeout, another stolen base, because she was on the run before the ball got away.
She turned a single into a triple in two pitches.
Yep. Now the batter's 1-1.
Strike two called, outside corner. One out in the inning. Lead run over at third base. Huge at bat in the ball game right here and now. Byers versus Shockey. Popped up left side. The third baseman, Bussman, lost at the shortstop. Segura can't get it. That one did stay in play off the base of the fencing. Fouled on the left field line, but that was a long run to go, and Bussman never saw it.
Didn't see it in time to get to it. Still a long, long run for the shortstop.
She covered a lot of ground.
She almost got there.
Louis Lang wipes off home plate. The dust is flying here today. Almost forgot what it looked like. Dust.
Didn't know existed in Illinois.
It hasn't for a long, long time. The 1-2. Fouled straight back. Good cut by Shockey. Went after a high delivery there, but she's trying to hopefully lift something into the outfield with just one out and a runner at third.
I tell you, ground ball to the middle infield, I think they'll be sending the runner with her speed.
1-1 our score. Ooh. Outside, maybe a little bit high, two balls, two strikes.
One of those very tough to take pitches.
Gillespie dugout wanted that call. Bottom six, the lead run over at third. That's Major with just one out. Wind aided single, stole second, stole third. And now Shockey battling with Sydney Byers. Two balls, two strikes. A lot of hitting room into right center field. Fouled straight back. And this at bat by Shockey, reminiscent of the German at bat back in the fourth inning.
Absolutely. That's what got the first run in this game.
They are battling.
Battle. Didn't get a quick count, but I'm thinking we're at about six pitches on this one. This be the seventh.
The 2-2. Upstairs, 3-2. Kai Hanner waiting on deck, and the first two times she's been up, bases clear, two outs. Barring something crazy, she will at least come up with one runner on or come up with the lead for the Toppers. 3-2. Strike three called right at the letters, and Shockey is down on strikes. And it'll be up to Kai Hanner if Gillespie pitches to her. Will they pitch to her, Carlos?
I say no.
I would say no, too. I think Michelle Smith is out of the dugout now, and I think that might be what she's saying. Kai has 57 RBI on the year, and you cannot let her beat you in this spot.
And you really can't run the risk of pitching around her, you wouldn't think, because that allows you possibly throw a wild pitch, which could score a run.
Michelle Smith had a conversation with home plate umpire Louie Lang, and that gets Louie out to talk to his umpire mate, Dennis Atkins, as they stand between third base and the circle. Not sure what that conversation was about. Louie comes back and says, we're playing. They will pitch to Kai Hanner. So here we go. First time today, Hanner bats with a runner on. It's Major over at third with two outs. She already has a school record in RBI, but the biggest one of her career stands over at third base right now. She takes strike one. Byers trying to get out of this mess in the sixth. 1-1 our score. One strike count on Hanner. Swings at one of the dirt over anxious. And Major a big lead. Oh, they got her on the throw down to third. And Major is punched out. She can't believe it. Tekin doesn't agree as Hannah Barrett gets Haley Major out at third base as she strayed too far off the bag. The second topper clipped on the bases here today. And Hannah left standing at the plate as we go top seven in this regional final. Hillsborough and Gillespie tied at one. Haley Major picked off third base by Hannah Barrett, and we go top seven, tied at one. Chloe Segura, Lexi Busman, and Iris Page for the Miners. First pitch from Hanner into Segura for a called strike. Chloe 0 for 2 today, a pair of strikeouts. Second topper out on the bases today, and that was a big one. With Hanner standing at the plate. In on the hands, fouled away by Segura, nothing and two. And Carl, I know we've been impressed this week with Hannah Barrett, the young sophomore behind the plate, and that was a huge throw behind the runner.
Yes, she was. Does a great job of just blocking the balls in games, but she also has a good arm.
Upstairs, 1-2 on Segura. 5-6-7 for the Miners. Gillespie got their run on an RBI from Link in the fourth. Hillsborough got their run from an RBI by Beck in the fifth. Fouled straight back, 1-2 on Chloe Segura. Great ball game here today in Gillespie for the 2A Softball Regional Championship. Stay tuned. We'll have live coverage from Nokomis in the 1A Baseball Final there. Nokomis and Toledo Cumberland. Live coverage right around 1 o'clock here on FM 106. Late swing, just got a piece, did Segura to stay up there. And then we'll have a broadcast from the Painter Regional, Carthenville and Shelbyville. That broadcast about 3 o'clock today on FM 106. Swing and a miss, and Segura is down on strikes. Carl, either way here, one of our area teams will be winning a regional, but we'll see if we can bring three of them home today.
Very possible. I believe the score for the Gillespie-Alton Marquette game, 7-2, Gillespie.
Hey, how about that? Good for the Miners. They were down 2-0 in that ball game. Upstairs to Busman, 1-0. Of course, Gillespie beat Staunton last night 10-0 to end the Bulldog season. Certainly ended well before Staunton was anticipating. They got all the way to the sectional final a year ago. Fouled back. 1-1. Of course, Michelle Smith's husband, Jeremy Smith, the Gillespie baseball coach.
Comes to regionals, the Smiths seem to do quite well.
They do. And
on the boys and the girls side.
There's a knack to that, isn't it, having your team ready for postseason play. It's a different type of game. The 1-1, swing and a miss. And Busman down, one ball, two strikes. Our score. What a ball game we've had here today between Gillespie and Hillsborough. Third straight year they've met in this regional final. Fouled out of play by Busman. And that one off the
siding.
Awning.
Yep.
I wonder if they have shatterproof glass
at
the Bendale School. We might find out.
I guess the awning catches a lot of them.
The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck her out.
Wow. Number 17, Tim.
Whew. After she struck out the first nine she faced.
The right fielder, number 9, Iris Page.
Monster game in the circle for Kai Hanner. But Sydney Byers has matched her. Iris Page digging in, the freshman, 0-for-2 today, a pair of strikeouts. Bases clear, two out, seventh inning. Bunts it in the air. Major makes the call and the catch. And as we go bottom seven, tied at one, the Toppers will have a chance to walk it off here at Gillespie when we come back following these messages. Tim Mize, Carl DeBar back here at Gillespie. We go bottom seven, tied at one. And Kai Hanner, who was left at the plate with two outs and a runner at third and the sixth when Major was picked off third, she will now lead off the seventh inning. Seven home runs on the year, 57 RBI, came in hitting 516. And how many has she struck out on the day in the circle, Carl?
17.
Hanner, Hooley, Lyrilla, heart of the order for the Toppers. A run to win the regional for Hillsboro. And Byers strikes Hanner with a changeup called strike one.
But how about the job of Sydney Byers? Seven strikeouts in this game has gotten through a very good offensive Hilltopper team.
She's had some help from her defense. A couple of putouts on the bases. Upstairs, one and one. Remember, Lyrilla led off a one-out double in the second. Then she was cut down trying to go to third. And then Major was over at third with one out in the last half inning for Hillsboro. And Barrett threw behind her and picked her off. Outside, two and one.
And, you know, just making that throw takes some guts. Throw it down to third, because if you miss, it's game over.
It's 2-1, yes. Two balls, one strike, 1-1 game, bottom seven. Outside, 3-1. Third time today that Hanner will bat with the bases clear. She came up with a runner on last half inning.
She actually did get to bat with someone on,
but
not for
long. She got to see two pitches. She saw two pitches with the runner on. Now she leads off the seventh. Ahead, three balls and a strike. Takes ball four inside, and a leadoff walk by Byers to Hanner, and that is the regional winning run for Hillsboro in the form of Kai Hanner over at first.
The very first walk of the ball game by Byers.
Will it come around to Koster? Of course, the only walk Hanner has issued came around to score.
That's right.
Back in the fourth.
The walks have been very dangerous in this game.
Here's Shelby Hooley. Bunting and missing, taking strike one. Hooley singled back in the fifth and scored on the RBI from Beck. Shelby Hooley wants time. She wants to go down to third base and talk to Brett Teakin. You wouldn't think your cleanup batter would be bunting here, Carl. She's hit 429 on the year, five home runs, eight doubles, 30 driven in. I would think you let Shelby swing away. One strike, she does square, bunts it in the air, foul. What do I know, Carl?
Well, you're playing for just one run, but I understand where you're coming from. With those stats, you kind of like to let her swing away and let happen, whatever happens, happen. You might get the run over to second anyway.
Nice play made by a fan over there. Nothing and two. She'll be swinging away now with two strikes. Hand her the runner over at first, leadoff walk. Byers pitched to Hooley, fouled out of play again. Just a well-played ball game on both sides. And one of these teams, Carl, is going to be extremely disappointed. This isn't an example or a situation where one team is going to lose it. The other team was just flat going to win it.
Yeah. It's just been very well played, like you say, both sides. Two great pitching performances.
The 0-2 hit foul past third. We'll do it again. Stay tuned. Baseball Regional Championship next. Class 1A title game as Nokomis will be hosting Toledo Cumberland. Live coverage top of the hour here on WSMI. In Carthenville and Shelbyville from Pena, that broadcast will follow about 3. A championship triple header here on FM 106 online at WSMIRadio.com through our friends at Network One Sports. And Hooley down on strikes. Swung through a high offering from Byers. That'll bring in Sheridan Lyrilla. She has a double today and then a sacrifice, which set up the Topper run back in the fifth. Lyrilla hitting 351 coming into the ball game. Makes ball one outside. Hanner the runner over at first. leadoff walk to Kai. Byers trying to work around that. Fingernail biting time here in Gillespie. The 1-0 in the dirt, 2-0. Chloe Beck waiting on deck. Chloe has the topper RBI today. One run on four hits for the toppers. Gillespie has one run on just one hit, and that was an infield hit. But it scored a run. Two balls, no strikes on Lyrilla. Swing and a miss. Nice pitch from Byers. Took something off. Had Sheridan out in front. Nice crowd here today. They've been treated to a good one. Got fans leaning on the fencing down both foul lines. Bleachers full. Here at Gillespie on a windy day. That ball hit on the ground to third. Bussman has it. Hesitates to first and got Lyrilla by a step. She looked to second for a long time, but still able to clip Sheridan at first base. The winning run now at second base, but with two outs. And Chloe Beck will step into the box. She's one for two today. That RBI single back in the fifth. Bussman was playing well in over there at third base. Cut down the distance. Outside, 1-0 to the junior, Chloe Beck. She has a chance to be the topper hero.
Yeah, I think she wanted to go to second. I'm not sure there was anybody there covering yet.
Inside corner called strike one. One ball, one strike.
Get that sure out. He's got to get that second out in this inning.
And she did.
Pitch her a chance.
In the dirt, 2-1. Yeah, if you go to second and don't get it, that is big, big trouble. But she got the out. Now Byers an out away from sending us to extra innings. Fisted, the third baseman Bussman with a dive. Can't get it in foul territory. Her mask comes flying off. She'll be helped to her feet by Byers. Slow to her feet. Might have knocked the wind out of herself on that one. As the shortstop Segura, the catcher Barrett, and the pitcher Byers all over talking to Bussman. She'll take her time here. Has her mask in hand. She's going to walk back slowly to third base. Michelle Smith out of the dugout now. I think she's going to go check on her third baseman, Lexi Bussman. I think she's fine. I think she just got the wind knocked out of her there, Carl, with the headlong dive.
Good attempt. Yeah, you're right there. And she made the attempt and pretty much probably knocked all the wind out of her.
Didn't knock the wind out of the park, though. 20-mile-an-hour breeze coming in straight from center field.
And this will give her a little chance to have some recovery time.
Just kind of flexing at the knees over there at third base. Michelle Smith still talking to her, taps her on top of the head, and Bussman's going to stay in the ballgame. She'll get a nice applause from both fan bases here. 1-1 our score. Hannah, the winning run out at second base. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Chloe Beck at the plate. Has one topper RBI, looking for the game winner right here. Popped up, and the wind will push that out of play. Just short of the school, and Carl, I can see six softballs on the roof of Ben Gill right now.
Yep. Softball heaven up there. They get to stay out of the game and watch it from the high seats.
The 2-2. That ball hit behind third base. Bussman makes the catch running over the bag, and the side is retired. Seven innings, not enough here in the 2A Softball Regional Championship at Gillespie as we go top eight, the Miners and the Toppers tied at one. Tim Mize, Carl DeBar back here at Gillespie. We go top eight, one run on four hits, two left on for Hillsborough. They've committed an error. For Gillespie, one run on just one hit. They've left three and committed an error. Extra innings will decide it here in Gillespie. Now the question is, Carl, how long will it go? I've got 11 innings on my score sheet. I hope I don't have to break out another one.
Feels like an 11-12 inning game, doesn't it?
You had to say it. I will blame you if you wind up playing 15 innings. Upstairs to Michaela Hayes for ball one.
Blame me at 12. 15 is your problem.
Hayes 0 for 2 today, a strikeout and grounded out to the third baseman Major. 8-9-1. Just a piece up there, one ball, one strike.
17 strikeouts, one walk, Kai Hanner.
Monster game for Kai in that circle today. Gillespie's ended Hillsboro season the last 2 years in this championship game. That's upstairs, 2-1. Gillespie got their run in the fourth. Hillsboro's run came in the fifth. Just one hit off Hanner today. That was an infield hit by Link. Kept on the infield with a dive from Hooley. That's at the feet of Hayes. Has her skirted out of the way.
Yeah, that run. What did you have? The nine-pitch walk. A real battle there. The bunt that gets her to second, and then the base hit that just goes off the short, diving shortstop far enough to let the runners come home and score.
We knew with the win today that offense was going to be at a premium, and it has been. Fisted. Past Hanner. Lyrilla. And in time? Yes. Got Hayes by a step. That ball was not hit hard at all. Tough play for Lyrilla, and she just barely clipped Hayes.
Now batting for the Lady Miners, the left fielder.
That'll bring in Shelby Taylor. She's 0 for 2, a strikeout victim both times.
So we know if she connects, gets a line drive in the gap, she can run.
And she'll be on third base in the blink of an eye. And she lifts that into left center field on the move. The left fielder, Hempkin to a knee, makes the catch. That ball was sinking in a hurry. Two out of the inning.
For the Lady Miners, the second baseman.
When that ball was off the back row, I thought it might get into the gap.
I did too, and I'm wondering if the wind did not help hold that up a little longer.
In steps Riley Jarman. She's 0 for 2 today with a walk and a run scored. Pair of strikeouts. Bats with the bases clear. Two outs here in the eighth. Takes ball one. Southwestern already into the Litchfield sectional. They'll play on Tuesday. We'll have coverage of that ball game on FM 106. The winner of this game will play in the sectional semifinal on Wednesday. We'll have coverage of that game on FM 106. Hot shot to Major at third, across for the out. 1-2-3 go the Miners in the eighth as we go bottom eight in this regional championship. Gillespie and Hillsboro tied at one. Tim Mize, Carl DeBar back here at Gillespie behind Ben Gill Elementary. We go bottom eight in this 2A softball regional championship. The Miners and the Toppers tied at one. And for Hillsboro, they've got the bottom of the order. Wolf, Honchel, and Hempkin, 7-8 and 9. Alexis on the day, 0 for 2, a pair of strikeouts. The wind continues to whip around at about 20 miles an hour, straight in from center field. Fires first offering upstairs. 1-0. Both these pitchers have been outstanding here today. And they both started the game knowing that they were going to have to be close to perfect. Foul tipped into the mitt of Wolf. One ball, one strike.
Sydney Byers, 8 strikeouts. The one walk, but that walk did not score. That was the last inning.
It was a leadoff walk to Hanner. She was left stranded at second. Upstairs, 2-1. Been a clean ball game, one error aside. But that didn't factor in the scoring at all. Just two walks total, one for each pitcher. A lot of good softball. Inside, 3-1.
Well, a lot of times, the bottom of the order is what gets a rally going.
We've seen it time and time again. You're exactly right, Carl. Wolf ahead in the count, 3 balls, 1 strike. Takes ball 4 upstairs. And for the second straight inning, Byers walks the leadoff batter. She pitched around it in the 7th. Can she do so again in the 8th? Zoe Honchel now, the designated player. She's 0 for 2 with a pair of strikeouts. She'll be bunting, squaring early. The corner infielders are crashing hard. The bunt is down, and it hit Honchel in the batter's box. Otherwise, that would have been a successful sacrifice. Louis Lang was right on it immediately. Michelle Smith out to talk to Louis Lang again. And again, Louis will head out and talk to Denny Atkins. I'm not sure what that conversation is about, Carl. Are they trying to say that maybe Honcho left the box before she made contact with the ball? I just don't know what the conversation could be about.
Well, that could be. Of course, if the ball hits her in fair territory,
she's out.
She's out.
So we're ready to go. A one-strike count on Honcho. Will she be bunting again? Bussman, the third baseman. Hayes, the first baseman, charging hard. Squaring, bunting, foul. That was a high pitch, and she just got a piece back to the screen. 0-2.
A real good pitch by Byers to get her to try and bunt that pitch. Get that 0-2 count on her.
Will they keep the bunt on with the eighth place hitter and two strikes? Winning run over at first. She squares, she bunts, and she gets it down. Beautiful bunt. The sacrifice is good. Well done, Zoe Honcho. With two strikes, she gets the sacrifice down and moves Wolf up to second. That is good execution by Zoe Honcho.
A lot of pressure. Foul ball. That'd be a strikeout, so she had to come through.
And if Hillsboro comes through here, sounds crazy, but that could be the play of the game, a two-strike sacrifice bunt. Riley Hemken, the ninth place hitter, a chance to be the topper hero. First ball swinging on the ground to the second baseman, Jarman, and up to third goes Wolf, and she's there with two outs, and Haley Major will stroll to the plate. And outside of Kai Hanner, Carl, there might not be a topper that they would rather have at the plate.
You're probably right there, and you got that runner at third. The pitcher's got to be a little cautious about throwing low pitches.
Boy, wouldn't it be something if Haley dropped down a sneaky little bunt? What a ball game. Bottom of the eighth, tied at one. The winning run for the Toppers at third base. They had the winning run at second base in the seventh, couldn't score it. A leadoff walk both times. Wolf walked, Honcho sacrificed her. Hemken grounded to the right side and moved her up to third. Here we go. Regional championship on the line. And here we go. Byers versus Major for the regional championship. First delivery. She is bunting and bunts it foul down the first baseline. I wondered if she might have that in her mind, because the play would have to be at the plate. One strike count. The corners are in for Gillespie. Major takes ball one outside. Haley, a 480 batter on the year. I remember being up at the state tournament, and Brett Deacon on a Thursday night during the three-point shooting contest told her, "I'm thinking about putting you in leadoff, Haley." So up there for basketball, thinking softball. Squares, bunts, it's down, it's fair, play at the plate. No! The Toppers have won the regional. Major does drop down the bunt, and the Hillsboro Hilltoppers are regional champs in 2019 on the bunt base hit from Haley Major. It was perfectly placed, Carl. There was no chance to get her at first, and Gillespie hesitated a little bit, and they never threw the ball home.
Didn't have a chance either way, I don't think so, Tim. Like you say, the bunt was just in a perfect spot.
Perfect execution. A two-out sacrifice gets her to second, moves up to third on a ground ball to the right side, and then a bunt base hit with two outs by Haley Major gives the Hilltoppers their first regional championship since 2006. My goodness, what a ball game. Congratulations to Hillsboro regional champs in 2019. We'll take a break. We'll come back to Gillespie with postgame following these messages on WSMI. Two runs, five hits, one error, two left for the Toppers. One run, one hit, one error, three left for the Miners. And Carl, what a way to end it. In the bottom of the eighth inning, a bunt base hit with two outs and a runner at third.
You can't play any smaller ball than that. How would we get there? A walk, a sacrifice with two strikes, a ground out that moves the runner to third, and then a bunt hit to win the game. You can't play any smaller ball than that.
Just a great ball game, and for the first time, in this case, the third time was the charm for Hillsboro. Third straight year, they faced Gillespie in a regional final. Miners had won the first two. Hillsboro gets it done today in eight innings, 2-1, the final. And, boy, the pitchers on both sides, fantastic.
What can you say about Cindy Byers? I mean, she's coming on as a sophomore. She's actually looking sharper now. The game she pitched against the Staunton Bulldogs in this game here against the Hilltoppers have a very good offense. Kept those number one and two off the first couple times and didn't have a Kai Hanner batting with runners on except for one exception, and then they picked that runner off. Great defense played by them. Everything just well played. You hate to see any team play that good of a game and lose.
Well, Gillespie, no, they've had that before. Remember a few years ago, they lost when they didn't throw to the right base in a sectional.
That was a tough
game.
One.
And here today they lose on a two-out bunt base hit by Haley Major. Kai Hanner, Carl, you can't do much more in the circle than she did today.
And her first three innings are perfect. Nine strikeouts. And in one inning again, nine pitches for an entire three strikeouts. But 17 total strikeouts. And by golly, her one little walk did cost her a run.
But she really had Gillespie off balance all day. Just one hit for the Miners, the one walk, and then the air. And remember, there was a fielder's choice mixed in there as well. It took an hour and 37 minutes to play it in a stiff 20-mile-an-hour breeze for the entire ball game. 2-1, Hillsboro regional champs for the first time since 2006. And they will play in the Litchfield sectional Wednesday night. That's a broadcast we will have on WQSMI FM 106, 7:30 broadcast time here on FM 106. We'll stream it, of course, online at WQSMIRadio.com. And, Carl, will we get a Southwestern Hillsboro rematch in the sectional final? The Birds will play at Litchfield on Tuesday. We'll have that broadcast on FM 106 as well.
And what a great ball game that was, Tim. We got to watch that and have it aired on the WSMI, and boy, a rematch would look awfully good.
Yes, it would. 2-1, Hillsboro wins it in eight innings. Of course, stay tuned. We got more live championship coverage coming up from Nokomis. The baseball regional between Nokomis and Cumberland comes up live at the top of the hour here on FM 106. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we hope to catch up with the victorious Toppers and their head coach, Brett Tekum, when we come back to Gillespie following these messages on WSMI. Welcome back to a windy Gillespie, and we have a bunch of happy Toppers with us right now as Hillsboro wins the regional championship in eight innings, 2-1 the final, and Sheridan Lyrilla joining us now. And Sheridan, just tell me what it's like to play in a ball game like that. My gosh.
I now feel like I can breathe, finally.
When you're in a game like that, you know coming in it's going to be low scoring, but as the game goes along and the pressure mounts, it's just fingernail biting type of stuff.
Yeah, we got a couple calls late in the game that didn't really go in our way that we didn't agree with, but I think, honestly, that was just our motivation. I was trying to get everyone pumped up. I'm like, all right, let's go. Like, now we're pumped. Like, they don't want us to win. No one wants us to win. Let's go.
And, you know, there's so much to be said for that, to be able to have the us versus them mentality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have really good team chemistry here, whether it's someone striking out, someone grounding out, flying out, coming back in, mad at themselves. The person on deck's always telling them, keep your head up, I got you. You know, like, there's no time that we're all down on someone. It's just more of a positive atmosphere whenever we're in, especially today's game, because we knew that it was important, and they beat us the past 4 years that we've been seniors, and we weren't letting them get this one.
You made a great play in the eighth inning, a slow hit ball that you had to charge. Just talk about that play. When that was off the bat, I thought, oh, she's going to be safe.
Yeah, I thought she was going to be safe too. I just knew I had to bust my butt and hustle to it. Shelby was coming in from shortstop to try to get it too. I was yelling at her, calling her off. So I just had to hustle in and throw it over as fast as I could, and I knew that we got her.
Hey, you're playing Wednesday. That sounds pretty good, don't it?
Yep, can't wait.
Sheridan Lauer, congratulations.
Thank you.
As the Lady Hilltoppers win the regional for the first time since 2006, and we got Haley Major. And Haley, with your speed, I told Carl DeBar when you came up, I said, I think she might bunt. And I'll be darned if he didn't do it. Take us through the process to where you decided to drop down that two-out bunt.
Well, before my at-bat, Teak pulled me over and was like, honestly, just do whatever you want. If you can get a bunt down, you can get down. If you can get a hit, whatever works, just do it. So I walked up, and I was like, this is just a normal at-bat. I got to focus. So my first pitch, try to lay it down, was foul. So then I knew the third baseman and the first baseman were going to lay back a little. So I was like, I'm going to take this next pitch, if it's a strike or not. And so I realized they were far back. I go, I got to lay it down. And I knew I could do it first on the first base side because I knew she was a little slower than the third base. So I was like, and I just laid it down, and I knew it was perfect. And I just ran, and I almost didn't stop running because I was making sure I was going to be safe.
And your reaction after was just pure joy, as it should be, because to win a regional – at any time is exciting. To win in an extra innings is exciting. And then to have the game-winning hit is just awesome.
Yes, it is. And I really was coming into the game. I know this is our fourth time playing Gillespie in the regional. And I remember before I was even in high school, my sister played them, and I almost kind of dedicate this to win to her too, because she, those past years, she worked hard to get it, and especially when they gave this to the seniors because they worked so hard, and it's so, I'm just so happy right now.
Yeah, you guys were a team that wasn't going to be denied today for the reasons you just mentioned. And as this game went along, there weren't a lot of scoring opportunities on either side. So when you're involved in a game like that, every pitch is huge.
Yes, it is. When I woke up this morning, I was like, this is just a normal game. Got to go in there thinking, it's just going to play my game. And that's what I tried to do most of the game, and it kind of worked out.
Haley Major, congratulations.
Thank you.
The Hilltoppers of Hillsboro, the regional champs here in 2019. And joining us now is Chloe Beck. And Chloe, you came up with Hillsboro trailing 1-0 in the fifth inning. Take us through that at bat that scored the first run.
Okay, so whenever I got up there, I wasn't thinking about it. I was trying to calm myself down because usually I get nerves. And I saw Shelby out on second, and I just knew that I needed to hit her in. And when getting all that, it was going to pump everyone up, and I was just really excited. I almost didn't know that I got her in. I was running, and I ran past first, and I saw Teak was sending Shelby home. So I went to second, and I saw the ball go past. I'm like, oh, my gosh, did she get in? And whenever I saw her and she started cheering, I was like, oh, my gosh, thank you. It kind of made me, like, relief. It was just like a stress reliever, and then the rest of the game, it was just awesome.
How exciting was it when you saw Haley drop down that bunt?
That was beautiful. That was perfect, and I knew Lex. I was kind of worried that they had already known that she was going to do it again, but I don't know if they were just playing back or if just Haley. Haley is quick.
Yeah.
She can get there so fast, and Lex was just going, and it was perfect.
Chloe Beck, congratulations.
Thank you.
The Toppers are regional champs, an 8-inning victory over Gillespie today. And Alexis Wolf steps up now. And Alexis, you scored the winning run. When the ball was down by Major, what's going through your mind?
I'm just like, I have to get this. I have to get in. I'm going no matter what.
And you probably had a sense about halfway, wait a minute, they're not coming home.
Yeah. I'm just like, why wouldn't they come home?
Yeah.
That's the score. That's the winning run.
What's it like to catch Kai Hanner?
I mean, I don't know. It's kind of a dream come true,
sure,
you know?
Sure.
Since, you know, she's going to SLU, catching a D1,
How hard is she to catch with that stuff?
Her balls move a lot, so I kind of have to realize, like, which pitch she's going to throw. And most of the time, I take it right off my finger.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
So, sometimes you get home and your hands are probably sore.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Alexis Wolf, congratulations on the game-winning run, and we'll see you Wednesday.
Thank you.
All right. The Hilltoppers win the regional here in 2019. They did it in style in 8 innings. And head coach Brett Teakin sets down his regional championship plaque, the first one since 2006. And why not, Teak? A bunt with 2 outs to win it. Why not?
Yeah, I talked to Haley right before she went up to bat, and I said, hey, just because there's 2 outs, don't take the bunt out of your game. If you feel like you can get one down and beat it out, we'll get Alexis moving and see if she can get in. I just didn't want her to think with 2 outs she had to swing the bat to get the run in, and it worked out. She didn't get the first one down, but she got the second one down, and Lex was able to get in there on it.
And that inning, leadoff walk, sacrifice bunt with 2 strikes, mind you. Great job by Honchel. Ground ball to the right side to third, and then score on a bunt. That's small ball at its best.
Yeah, whenever the wind's blowing like this, straight in from center field, we do have some girls that can hit with some power and extra base power and stuff, but you're not going to get that in this type of wind. We knew it was going to have to be some small ball, and we got the leadoff walk. And Zoe Honchel, like you said, that 2-strike bunt, it probably at times will get overlooked, but it was so huge to get that runner to second base. And then Riley hit the ball decent just right at the second baseman. That allowed Lexis to get over, so it does open up the possibility of a bunt if we don't get her over to third. That's out of your game, really. You have to try to score it on a base hit to the outfield. But, that's small ball at its best, I guess you'd say.
Good stuff. T, congratulations on the regional championship. We got to get off to Nokomis. They are underway.
Oh, okay.
In the baseball championship there. We'll see you on Wednesday, sir.
All right, thank you.
All right, the Toppers winning in 8 innings, 2-1 over Gillespie Hillsboro. Regional champs for the first time since 2006. For Carl DeBar, I am Tim Mize. We say so long from Gillespie. We send you now to Nokomis with Gary Boker and Gabe Osborne.